This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 11th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 32, verse 8. It says there, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." End of quote. One of the Lelia Gifty Akita quote says this, "May you be guided to walk in the right paths." End of quote. She also said, "May God guide you along the best pathway for your life." End of quote. Bible reveals God is not just your creator and savior only, but also your counselor and guide while we live here on this earth. Most of the time, you think about God as your creator, deliverer, and savior. There is nothing wrong with it. However, God of the Bible reminds us in the pages of the Bible that He wants to instruct us, teach us, and guide us. Today's Bible insight says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye." According to this verse, He does three things in His children's life. He instructs, teaches, and guides. The way you should go is important to Him. Hence, He instructs and teaches. Did you realize the Lord guide you with His eyes on you? You are so valuable to Him because you are chosen. Ephesians 1:4, 1 Peter 2:9. You are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. 1 Corinthians 6:20. And Galatians 3:13, Revelations 5:9. And you belong to Him. You are His special possession. 1 John 4:4, 1 Corinthians 3:23, 1 Peter 2:9. You are infinitely valuable and precious because you are a child of God when you accepted Jesus as your Savior. John chapter 1 verse 12. The book of Psalms 37:23 says this, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He delights in His way." End of quote. God orders your steps, although most of the time you are not even aware of it. He does it because you are His delight, like your children are your delight. Beloved, the Lord instructs and teaches you the way you should go through the pages of the Bible. And the Holy Spirit the Lord gave you also teach you. Instruction and teaching also happens in our prayer time. He instructs and teaches you through godly people's teachings, preaching, and their writings and books. Moreover, the Lord also instructs and teaches through the good and bad events happened in your life. However, when it comes to guidance, God promises He will guide you with His eye. Did you notice He says, "I will guide you with my eye"? He is looking and watching at all the steps you take. If you move in or step into something you should not be, He can sovereignly change and alter your steps so that His plans will be accomplished through your life and you would be happy and satisfied. He brings events and people into your life that you never imagined and thought of. Later, you look back and see God's handprints was all over it, though you did not understand when it originally happened. Why? Because the Lord guides you with His eye on you. Proverbs 16:9 says, "We can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps." End of quote. You see, you can plan all your ways. However, the Lord can set aside your plan and He can establish His plan, His steps in your life. Have you experienced this in your life? You excellently planned things, then God stepped in, overthrew it, and established His plans. You got uncomfortable, upset, and angry, and then later you figured out the Lord did the right thing for you, didn't you? You ended up praising and worshiping Him. Why? Because the Lord is the one who orders, guides, directs, and even finally determine your steps and ways. Beloved, the sovereign guidance of God in people's lives are illustrated in almost all the books of the Bible, so that we would know how intricately and intimately He is interested in guiding us. Take the example of the life history of Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Ruth, David, and many others. A true Christian who loves the Lord must be excited about his life. The reason is God orchestrates everything behind the screen. Because He guides you with His eyes on you. The Christian life is not boring life. The Christian life is full of new and adventurous things. Through the vicissitudes of life, even through the valley of deep darkness and shadow of death, the Lord guides you sovereignly and perfectly safe. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you because you instruct, teach me the way I should go. Lord, help me to read and learn the Bible, the Word of God. Help me to listen to you in my prayers. Help me to lean on the Holy Spirit you gave me. Help me to listen to God's people when they teach. Lord, I am thrilled that you guiding me with your eye. Through all my circumstances of life, painful and joyful, you are with me to order and establish my steps. Finally, you will guide me even through the valley of death when I am ready to come to your presence. Lord, I thank you and I worship you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.